Pashas Masei starts off, Eile Masei, these are the journeys of Bnei Yisrael after they left Mitzrayim. And the Pesukim list off the Membeis Masois, the 42 Masois that Bnei Yisrael traveled from one place to the other place in the Midbar. Pasuk Beis says, Ayichtoiv Moshe es Moitzaeim l'Masaeim api Hashem. Moshe wrote the Moitzaeim. They're leaving, they're going for the journeys al pi Hashem. And the pasuk ends off with the Eile Masaeim l'Moitzaeim. A little bit of a confusing pasuk. What's Moitzaeim? What's Masaeim? Moshe writes Moitzaeim l'Masaeim. Moitzaeim first, then l'Masaeim. The pasuk ends off with the Eile Masaeim l'Moitzaeim. Masaeim first, and then Moitzaeim. Tumno Mag has a famous moshe on this pasuk, which we said over. And he explains the pasuk very nicely. There was once a stepson, a boy, whose father remarried, and they had a stepmother, and the stepson and the stepmother did not get along with each other at all. And the stepson had a very difficult life growing up in the house, and the stepmother made life miserable, and he couldn't wait for the day that he's able to get married and move out of the house. The boy grows older, it's time to marry him off. His father travels from one city to another looking for an appropriate kala, and he hears about a very nice family, a very nice girl, and the father travels to the city and he makes the shidduch. He makes the shidduch, and both families agree the son will marry this kala, mazel tov, the shidduch goes through. And the son is so happy, not only the fact that he's getting married, but he's able to leave the house and get away from his stepmother once and for all. And he's counting down the days to the wedding. And he's counting down how many days until he's able to leave and get away from her and get away from his stepmother, and he won't be miserable anymore. And of course, as time goes on, preparations, preparing for the chasen, and the time goes by very fast, but he's still counting down the days he's able finally to say goodbye and move out of the house. Finally, it's time to travel to the chasana to leave. The father hires a nice coach to come pick them up. A wagon comes, and the chasan and his father go into the wagon, and the boy is so happy. He's finally leaving the house, and now he's on the way to the wedding. It will take quite a while until they reach the city where the kala lives, and they go into the wagon. She went with the ladies. And as the wagon starts traveling and it leaves the town, the chassan turns to the wagon driver and says, "Tell me, how far did we travel? How much distance did we cover?" And the coach driver says, "A mile." An hour later, "Tell me, how far did we travel? How much distance did we cover?" 3 miles. And every hour or so, the son would ask the wagon driver, "How far did we travel?" Finally, after a couple of hours and nudging the wagon driver, the father speaks up, and the father says to the wagon driver, "Tell me, how close are we to the city where the kala lives? How much longer until we're there? How close are we?
Are we there yet?
And the wagon driver says, "Soon, a few more miles." And the wagon driver says, "I don't understand. How come your son keeps asking, how far are we? How far did we travel? And you, the father, you're asking, how close are we? How close are we? Why is your son asking, how far did we travel? And you're asking, how close are we to the kala?" So the father says, "I'll explain it to you," he says, "I'm asking how close we are because I know the family, the kala, I know what a nice chasen it's going to be. I know what a nice life my son has ahead of him. So I'm asking, what's going to be? How close are we to my son's happiness? My son, on the other hand, he has one thing weighing in his mind. He wants to get away from the miserable life that he had. So he keeps asking, how far are we? How far are we from my stepmother's house? How far are we? I want to leave it behind once and for all. How far did we travel?" Says the Dumno Magid, that's the pshat in the pasuk. When people travel, they travel for one of two reasons. To get away, or to go there, to arrive at the destination. A person could travel, he wants to get away, he has to leave. Or a person travels because he wants to reach his destination. Bnei Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they had one kavana. Leave. Yeah. They suffered in Mitzrayim all these years. 210 years, they suffered in Mitzrayim. Ve'eile mas'ehem l'moitzaehem. These are their journeys l'moitzaehem, for their leaving, for their going out. because Bnei Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they weren't such a high madrega. Their kavana was l'maytzaehim, to leave, to go out, get away from Mitzrayim, not to come back. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, vayichtoiv Moshe es maytzaehim l'mas'ehim api Hashem. Moshe wrote, they're leaving for the traveling, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the reason why Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim was not just to leave, but rather to achieve, but rather where they would go, to Har Sinai, to Mekabel the Torah. Like Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zchus Bnei Yisrael has, Tavdun es Elokim al Ahor Hazeh, they'll serve Hashem by Har Sinai. So Moshe understood the leaving Mitzrayim was not just the leaving itself, but it was the Lamaseim, for the purpose, for the traveling, al Pi Hashem. So therefore, the pasuk says, when Moshe wrote them down, Moshe wrote down Moitzayim u'Masayim. The purpose was for the traveling, the destination they're going to reach. But V'eila, but these are Masayim, Bnei Yisrael, how they traveled Masayim u'Moitzayim. Their kavana was to leave and to go away from Mitzrayim. Mefroshim will discuss, what's the purpose of the Torah listing off the 42 Masayim? They camped there, they traveled here, Vayisu, Vayachanu, Vayisu, Vayachanu, from the beginning of Parashat to Shulishi, Vayisu, Vayachanu. What's the purpose? They traveled. They left Mitzrayim, and now they're here. So Rashi brings down right away, the first Rashi, Eila Masei, Lomo Nichtavu HaMasois Halol. Why did the Torah write all of these Masois? Lohidia Chasodov Shomoloim. To let us know the chesed that Hashem did. Sha'af Alpi, She'gozalim, even though Hashem was Goizer on us, L'taltalom Ulanim B'midot, to wander around the Midbar for 40 years, Loi Toima, don't say that Bnei Yisrael were constantly wandering around Mimasa L'masa, and they never rested, because there were only 42 Masois. 14 were in the first year, before the whole Gezerah of the Meraglim. And it comes out that during the remaining 38 years, they traveled only 20 Masois. So they were pretty settled during those 38 years. So the chesed that Hashem did, that they were basically settled in the Midbar, they weren't constantly moving around from one place to another. Good. The Chidah says the reason why the Torah mentions all the Masois is so that every year, when we lay in this parasha, when we read the Masois, it should be a kapara for the Dor HaMidbar. For all of the Averos, and all of the Nisyonis, and all of the things they did wrong in each of these places. In many of these places, Refidim and so on, they, Bnei Yisrael did not act right, Kibbutz HaTaiva, they sinned. In order to be a kapara, we mentioned every year. When we mention these places, we remember what happened, and each time we remember the Averu that they did, it brings a kapara to them for that particular Averu. And Rashi brings down from Rav Moshe HaDarshin, so from Rabbi Tanchuma, Dorosh Boy, Dorosha Acheres, Moshe Lamelech, Shehoye Benoi Chayla. The reason why the Torah mentions the 42 Masois, a marshal to a king whose son was sick. And he takes him to a faraway place for refuah. On the way back, when they're returning, the king mentions to his son, remember when we were here? This is where you slept. This is where you were cold. This is where you had a headache. Kan yishanu, here we slept. Kan akanu, here was cold. Kan chashashas v'shecha, here you had a headache. Sort of mentioning each of the places, a chazorah, what happened in the Midbar. From the Imri Emes brings down, Kan Yisharanu refers to Har Sinai. What happened by Har Sinai? We overslept by Har Sinai. Hashem comes on the morning of Shavuos to give us the Torah, and Hashem's waiting for us, we overslept. That's why we stay up the night of Shavuos, from the Saki and the Chait, we overslept. Kan Yisharanu, the end of the first Rashi, here we slept. Kan Haikanu refers to Refidim, by the Mechemes Amalek. What does the Pasuk say by Amalek? Asher Karecha Baderech. Amalek happened, chanced upon you. Karecha is also the wash of Kriros. Amalek cooled off our warmness towards Hashem, our feeling, our emotions. Kan Yakano, here you were cold. Kan Chashashas Reshecha, here your head hurt. That refers to all the times that you rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu, the head, the manning of Bnei Yisrael, you rebelled against Moshe, the Chet Egel, Meraglim, and so on, and all the complaints, and all the Nisyonis Bnei Yisrael, challenged Moshe Rabbeinu, challenged Hashem in the Midbar. So, we go over to Masois as a way of recounting what happened, each of the places, what happened in this place, what happened in that place, remember what we did wrong, as a way of doing tshuva for what happened in the Midbar. The Alta from Kelim, this is a Musavart, but a lesson for everybody. The Alta from Kelim says, when a person travels, if he's eager to reach his destination, and you ask him why he's traveling, he'll tell you to reach the destination. The person is traveling, he's going on a vacation, and he's in the car, he's on a plane, where are you going? He wants to get there. The traveling itself doesn't matter to him. He wished the traveling part is over. He wants the plane ride to end, the bus ride to end, the car ride to end. He wants to be there already. You're going to visit somebody. You want to be there already. The car ride itself is not important. The traveling is not important. The main part is the arrival, the place that you're at. The Torah says no. The Torah goes through all 42 masois to teach us that as a person goes through life, it's not just the end, but each masa that a person travels, the bus ride that he takes, the car ride that he takes, each journey that he has, by Yisu from here, by Yachanu here, each step of the journey, each leg of the journey is important. And no matter where a person is, no matter where he's traveling, each step could teach him a lesson. Wherever a person is, there's always Hashkacha Paratus. A person always sees the Yad Hashem. If he opens his eyes, and each part, the journey itself, is important. We know sometimes a person thinks, a person goes on vacation. If he doesn't reach his destination, the bus turns around. They're going up to camp and the bus has to turn around. Going on a plane trip and then they're on the plane, plans to make an emergency landing. The vacation is ruined. But he traveled. He was on the bus. He was on the plane. The vacation is ruined. Because it wasn't the traveling. It was the destination that he wanted to reach. As a person goes through life, the plane ride is also important. The bus ride is also important. A person grows. How does a person grow? A person grows in Yiddishkeit. A person grows in learning. A person grows in davening. A person grows in doing chesed. Even as he grows, and he takes journeys along the way, the growing pains are also important. When we make a sim on a mesechta, what do we say? Onu ameilim, behem ameilim. They work, and we onu ameilim makabu scha. We work, and we receive reward. Behem ameilim, they work, ve'enam makabu scha. And they don't receive scha. And everybody asks the kasha, who works without getting paid? What do you mean they work and they don't get paid? Find me a guy who's going to work without being paid. Can you find a guy to work without being paid?
Find me a
year? No. Oh, okay, it says, Ono Mekabu. But what's for Hema Meinim Ve'enem Mekabu
Mescha? You know, my father don't get me shot.
Oh, and Mefroshim explain, because by learning Torah, the Ikiz Da'ameus, the work put into it. When a person learns, not right away do we see them shot. A lot of times we have to sit and sweat over the Gemara, Harva, what does Rashi mean? What's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara's Teretz? What's the Pshat? And one person will say one way, somebody will yell at him, it's wrong, and say the other way, back and forth. Yeah. For that also we get Tzchar. For the Amelus alone, for the work itself we get Tzchar. It doesn't matter at the end what's produced at the end. It's the time that Amelus put into it. Even if a person works on a Gemara, and he doesn't come out with a pshat, it's a very difficult Gemara, a difficult Taisvis, and he doesn't come out with a clear pshat at the end, he has schar for the work, the effort that he put in. But the heima meilin, but if you hire a worker, and he just tries, he doesn't succeed, he doesn't produce, ve'ena mekab muschar. If a person doesn't produce, he's not paid. He could sit and try, but he has to produce to be paid. Onu ameilim, we work, and we mekab muschar for the ameilus, for the work itself. Even for the masa itself. Even for the traveling itself, before we reach the destination, for our growing in learning, our growing in chesed, our growing in mitzvahs, for that alone we receive schar. So the Masois teach us that's not only the destination that's important, but the actual journey that a person takes, how he reaches, the effort he puts into it, the koiches he puts into it, the time he puts into it, that's all just as important. And that's the Membeis Masois. And the Sfarim tell us that every person in life goes through 42 Masois. The same way Bnei Yisrael in the middle went through 42 Masois, every person goes through 42 masois in life. One situation to another, and a person has to grow and learn to elevate himself and grow from one to the other. And the ikir is, wherever he is, ba'asher hu shom, wherever he is right then and there, and that's that, that's what a person has to grow from, and a person has to live with. Ba'asher hu shom, the way he is right then and there, from one masa to another. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayisu mechatzeirois, vayachanu berisma. They rested in Risma. It says, Rashi, why was it called Risma? It says, Rashi, Hashem Lashon Hara Shel Meraglim. Because of the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. Shemema, it says, Ma Yitin Loch, Ma Yosef Loch, Lashon Remiya, Chitzei Gibor Shenunim and Gachal Le Rasamim. That refers to Lashon Hara, Lashon Remiya, tongue of trickery, of deceiving, with hot coals, Gachal Le Rasamim. Risma refers to Lashon Hara. Vayachnu berisma, they rested in Risma. The Numagit is over a beautiful moshul about the power of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is. king was once visiting a different country, another king, and he sees the palace the king has, and he's amazed by the palace, big, tall, beautiful, unique, and he takes in every room, every design, every window, every part of the palace he takes in, and he says to himself, I have to build myself such a palace back home. I need a replica of this palace. So they call in an artist, and he wants the artist to draw a replica of the palace, exactly the same. Every window, every door, every part of the roof, every part of the wall, every garden, from beginning to end, every floor, every room, exactly the way the king's palace is. And they bring in one of the best artists, and he spends weeks and weeks drawing a replica, an exact image of the castle, room by room, window by window, door by door, floor by floor of the entire palace. Finally, months later, he's finished, and he presents it to the king to bring home and to build such a palace. And the king is standing with the picture in front of him, looking at the picture, looking at the palace, matching up door for door, floor for floor, every image on the picture is matching up with the palace. And the artist is waiting for the verdict to hear how good a job he did. And suddenly the king gives a scream and he says, look what you left out! You left out that window right there! And he shows him the picture, and sure enough, on the artist's rendition, the artist's image, there's a line missing, the window is not there. And the artist says to him, what's the big deal? It's only one line that I left out. I left out one line from the image. It's only a line that I left out. The king says, to you it might be a line, but to me, that's the window of that room. And that's how the sunlight comes in. Without that window, there won't be any sunlight coming into the room. That might be a line to you, but to me, it represents the sunlight and the entire light the room has. Says the Duno Magi, the same is true. A person speaks a little Lashon Hara. What did I do? I said a few words. It's a line. I didn't speak too much. I said a few words. It's okay. I'm not a Baal Lashon Hara. I don't speak too much Lashon Hara. It's only a few words that I said. It's a little line. A few words that I said. Okay. It might be a few words to the person who spoke it. But the power of the words, what the words represent, is so much more. A person never knows what power words have. With a few words, a person could build, a person could destroy. A person could ruin, a person could help. It's all a matter of words. Not only that, but what a person says down here has an effect in Shemayim also. Words go up to Shemayim. What a person says down here has an effect. We can't see what happens in Shemayim. To us, it might seem like words are invisible, words don't have kayach. But in Shemayim, they have a tremendous amount of power. To us, it might seem like a little line, a few words, what did I do? But in Shemayim, what a kayach it has. Even down here, words could hurt. A person never knows what his words can do. Don't minimize the power of Lashon Hara, the power of the mouth. A person could destroy with the mouth. I mentioned many times, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam and Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. When it comes to mitzvahs, Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, because there's no other mitzvah that you can chop around so many mitzvahs in such a short amount of time. Each word of Torah is a mitzvah. So in a minute, in an hour, you can grab many, many mitzvahs. Lashon Hara can have Kulam on the other end. Speak Lashon Hara for a minute, for an hour, you just chapped on, you just grabbed on so many Averis, without realizing how many Averis a person can grab onto, hold onto, just by speaking Lashon Hara. It's not just a line. Lashon Hara is very powerful, and a person should be careful. The Pasuk says, by Ari Miklot, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Vov, Shesh Ari Miklot, Tiyele Lachem. There should be 6 Ari Miklot for you. The cities that were given to the Levim, the 6 Ari Miklot, Ashatitnu that were given Lunus Shomer Haritzeach, for the Ritzeach to run away. In addition, it was given Arboy Mushtaim Ir, 42 other cities. Of course, Ir Miklot refers to the cities where the Ritzeach, one of Kilis Mishageg, runs away to. There were 6 cities, Beva Yardin, altogether 48 cities, another 42. The Ayv Yisrael, the Abderov, says over a different explanation in the Pasuk, and he says that every Yid has a Shesh Ari Miklot. Every Yid has 6 Ari Miklot. 6 places, 6 that he, places he could run to. Or 6 concepts. He says, what are the Shesh Ari Miklot? the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. The Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, has six words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It says the Arim Mikot of a Yid, what does a Yid run to? What protects a Yid? What is the protection of a Yid? What is the Arim Mikot of a Yid? The Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Wherever a person is, a person's in trouble, a person wants to daven, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is a very powerful Pasuk. A person's Mekabel on himself, Om Malchus Shemayim, that becomes his Arim Mikot. That protects him, watches over him from the Yetzirah, to the Taivas of this world, Sheish Ari Mikva Tiyenu Achat. The Gemara says if someone meets the Yetzirah, one of the Eitzes is to go ahead and say Shema, say the Pasuk of Shema, Sheish Ari Mikva. In addition to that, there were 42, the Parsha of Vilahafta, from Vilahafta to Shema Lekecha, until Besecha Bisharecha is exactly 42 words. In addition to Shema, the first Parsha of Shema, Vilahafta to Shema Lekecha, has 42 words. What powerful combination. A person screams out, Shema Yisrael. That's the battle cry of a Yid, Shema Yisrael. The Kayach of a Yid comes from that Pasuk, Shema Yisrael. Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. The Im Miklot of a Yid, what protects a Yid, is the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Next story I know we mentioned. Speaking about Im Miklot, so we know that the Gemara tells us that they used to write Miklot, Miklot on the roads. They put a sign, there was a sign by the Parashas Derachim. They had an arrow pointing Miklot this way. So when the Reitzchim were running away, they would know which direction to go. They ran towards Ir Miklot. There were signs directing the Reitzchim which city to run from, to run away to. In Radin, where Chavetz Chaim was, famous story, two collectors came to collect. They came to town to collect for Stockholm. One came to collect for yeshivas in Yerushalayim, and one came for whatever other cause it was. Not such an important cause, maybe not such a good cause either. And the one who came for the other cause to collect was very successful. In a day or two, he got all the money he needed, and he left. The Meshuach, who came to collect for yeshivas in Yerushalayim, was having a very difficult time raising funds. He's having a difficult time. And he couldn't understand, he's coming here to collect for yeshivas in Yerushalayim. And it's not going, and he has to stay and stay until he's able to raise the money that he needs. And this other Meshuach came, for whatever reason it was, in and out, 1, 2, 3. So he asked the Chavetz Chaim. He said to Chavetz Chaim, what's the pshat? How could it be? I came here to collect for Talmud Torah, yeshivas in Yerushalayim. How could it be that I'm not matzliach, and I have to stay here and go and literally knock on everyone's door and beg people for money? And yet this other Meshuach comes for whatever it was, and he's in and out. Chavetz Chaim said to him, let me ask you a question. By Ir Miklot, we find that they had signs on the road directing the Reitzchim where Ir Miklot was. Miklot, Miklot this way. Chavetz Chaim says, how come we don't find signs for being Eil Regel? Three times a year, people went up to Yerushalayim. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere they put signs for those that are Eil Regel, Yerushalayim this way. Why don't they put up signs for those that are being Eil Regel? This way towards Yerushalayim, this way towards the Beis HaMikdash, to be Eil Regel. Why dafka is there an Indian putting up signs for the Reitzchim? Miklot, Miklot? And we don't find when it comes to being Eil Regel, for all the people that came from all over, we don't find they put up signs for the Eil Regel. Chavetz Chaim says, because when the Ritzayach is running to Ir Miklot, the Torah doesn't want him to associate with people. He's a Ritzayach. Don't even ask directions from somebody. See the sign Miklot? Go. Don't talk to anybody. Don't bother anybody. This man is a Ritzayach. He's a Ritzayach. He might influence somebody else. He's a Rasha. Go straight to Ir Miklot without asking anybody directions. Being Eil Regel, just the opposite. It's a mitzvah. If I can't. The Torah wants you, stop and ask directions. I'm being Eil Regel. How do I get to the base of Mikdash? So somebody will say, oh, you're being Eil Regel? Ooh, maybe I should go also be Eil Regel. So this way, as he's going up, he'll have to talk to people. He'll have to ask them directions. And this way, they'll also be encouraged to do the mitzvah of being Eil Regel. So the Chavetz Chaim, that's exactly what happened in this town. The other Meshulach, Hashem didn't want to influence any other people in this town. So Hashem said, take your money and leave. I don't want you here. But Yui said, you're an Eil Chayid, you're a tzaddik. You have a lot to give over to people. When you go and you knock on everyone's door, say a Devar Torah. Be mechazik people. Give them a little chizik. Speak to them about mitzvahs. Speak to them about, tell them about Devar Torah. And this way you'll be mechazik them. Fakert. Hashem wants you to stay in this town because you have what to give over to be mechazik and to be mechazik other people. Okay. So, You know, all things happen and people don't understand why. It's not fair. It happened to him this way. But every place that Hashem puts a person, every place that a person is, whatever masa it is, whatever person is traveling through life, he's there for a reason. He's there for a reason, whether it's for him to grow, to help others grow, to get chizik. But every place that a person travels, it's one of the membeis masois, and whatever a person is, he's there to give, he's there to give, he's there to give chizik. Okay, everyone's up to date on all the current events in Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, we had the Gemara today. There's nobody who speaks Lashon Hara like Haman. So Hamas, there's nobody who could lie like they could lie. Nobody speaks Lashon Hara like they could lie, like they could speak Lashon Hara. But every day, some days the news is better than others, some days the news is not so good. But for all practical aspects, the Achdus that we have is there. That the Achdus is there. Unfortunately, it had to come about through Muhammad, through tragedies. But the Achdus is there. Mikam Yisrael Goyecha Baretz. Haman called us, like we had in the Gemara tonight, Mefuzel Mefayred Bein Amin. People that are separate, we're not together. The remedy to that was Leich Kinoises Ka Yehudim. Go and gather all the Yidin together. Go and gather everybody together. Achdus. When there's Achdus by Kla Yisrael, was Leich Tanisim. When it's Mefuzel Mefayred, was separate among the people, that's when a Haman could arise, a Hamas could arise, and we have our Tzaris. When it comes to Leich Kinoises Kol Yehudin, gather everybody together, and as Achdus by Kol Yisrael, with Zeicha Tanisim Yeshuas, Mishtaka B'Zeicha, should say there was Zeicha in the days of Purim, Tanisim, Neflois, which was Zeicha to see, Nisim, Neflois, Yeshuas, Nezeicha to see, Mishiach Zekeinu, Meher of Yemenu, Amen.